I looked then after Christian to see him go up the hill, where I perceived he fell from running to going, and from going to clambering upon his hands and knees because of the steepness of the place. Now about midway to the top of the hill was a pleasant arbor made by the Lord of the hill for the refreshing of weary travelers. Thither therefore Christian got, where also he sat down to rest him. Then he pulled his roll out of his bosom and read therein to his comfort. He also now began afresh to take a review of the coat or garment that was given him as he stood by the cross. Thus pleasing himself a while, he at last fell into a slumber, and thence into a fast sleep, which detained him in that place until it was almost night. And in his sleep, his roll fell out of his hand. Now as he was sleeping, there came one to him and awaked him, saying,
Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
And with that, Christian started up and sped him on his way, and went apace till he came to the top of the hill. Now when he was got up to the top of the hill, there came two men running to meet him amain. The name of the one was Timorous, and of the other, Mistrust. To whom Christian said,
Sirs, what's the matter? You run the wrong way.
We were going to the city of Zion, and had got up that difficult place. But the further we go, the more danger we meet with. Wherefore, we turned, and are going back again.
Yes, for just before us lie a couple of lions in the way. Whether sleeping or waking, we know not, and we could not think if we came within reach. But they would presently pull us in pieces.
You make me afraid.
But whither shall I fly to be safe? If I go back to mine own country, that is prepared for fire and brimstone, and I shall certainly perish there. If I can get to the celestial city, I am sure to be in safety there. I must venture. To go back is nothing but death. To go forward is fear of death and life everlasting beyond it. I will yet go forward.
So Mistrust and Timorous ran down the hill, and Christian went on his way. But thinking again of what he had heard from the men, he felt in his bosom for his roll, that he might read therein and be comforted. But he felt, and found it not.
What?
Then was Christian in great distress, and knew not what to do. For he wanted that which used to relieve him, and that which should have been his pass into the celestial city. Here, therefore, he began to be much perplexed, and knew not what to do. At last he bethought himself that he had slept in the arbor that is on the side of the hill. And falling down on his knees, he asked God's forgiveness for that his foolish act, and then went back to look for his roll. But all the way he went back, who can sufficiently set forth the sorrow of Christian's heart? Sometimes he sighed, sometimes he wept. And oftentimes he chid himself for being so foolish to fall asleep in that place, which was erected only for a little refreshment for his weariness. Thus, therefore, he went back, carefully looking on this side and on that all the way as he went, if happily he might find his roll that had been his comfort so many times in his journey. He went thus, till he came again within sight of the arbor where he sat and slept. That sight renewed his sorrow the more, by bringing again, even afresh, his evil of sleeping into his mind. Thus, therefore, he now went on bewailing his sinful sleep, saying,
Wretched man that I am, that I should sleep in the daytime, that I should sleep in the midst of difficulty, that I should so indulge the flesh as to use that rest for ease to my flesh, which the Lord of the hill hath erected only for the relief of the spirits of pilgrims. How many steps have I took in vain? Thus it happened to Israel for their sin. They were sent back again by the way of the Red Sea. And I am made to tread those steps with sorrow, which I might have trod with delight had it not been for this sinful sleep. How far might I have been on my way by this time? I am made to tread those steps thrice over, which I needed not to have trod but once. Yea, now also I am like to be benighted, for the day is almost spent. Oh, that I had not slept!